Chapter 1. I try solo skinny dipping. All right then, I will, I yelled at Mark, wriggling out of my fleece, t-shirt, two vests, bra, jeans, long johns, pants, leg warmers, socks and shoes, in that order, tossing them aggressively onto the sand. I didn't say anything, he shouted into the fierce January wind. He and my other two mates looking on bewildered as I sprinted, day-glow naked, towards the unforgiving arms of the Celtic Sea. Don't stop running from the bastards, I thought, no matter how cold it is. Whatever you do, don't stand still. Tiny ice-cold fingers jabbed at my everywheres as I took one step and then another into the freezing cold water. I tried to run further in, but my body went limp in protest. I was like a fly in treacle. Sinking down onto my knees instead, my every pore screamed out as I submerged myself up to my neck. I stubbornly faced the horizon for a few seconds, then turned around to look back at them on the shore. Positive their silence was due to their having nicked my clothes and scarpered to a hiding place behind some rocks. Surely that was it. I'd done a crazy thing and they'd nicked my clothes. We were still okay. We were all dicking about. We didn't have to grow up yet. And I turned, my blood already changing to strawberry slush puppy in my veins. And there they were, my three best mates. They weren't hiding behind any rocks, and nobody had hidden my clothes. They weren't even looking my way. Amy was tiredly chucking pebbles at Gavin's foot. Gavin was texting, and Mark was sipping tea from a thermos. I left the sea and made my way back towards them. In the film version of this scene, the woman emerges from the water onto the deserted beach, awakened, sexy, rejuvenated, never more alive. In the real-life version, I'd never been more dead. Back I trudged. My thighs were sporting that mottled raspberry ripple look I'd last exhibited on the netball pitch at 15. My hair was stuck to my face in wet gloops, and my skin was becoming numb. Suddenly painfully aware they could see everything, I turned round and attempted a sort of backwards hop towards them on the sand, just showing them my bum. Good old bums, the same on each sex. Neutral, the Switzerland of the anatomy. I finally reached them and sulkily yanked my crumpled clothes off the ground and back on as they averted their eyes.
What did you do that for? Mumbled Mark, screwing the lid back on his flask. We'll hit rush hour now.
As we all hurried to the car in silence, it dawned on me that I had reached the point where my mates hiding my clothes behind a rock was a better scenario than my mates not hiding my clothes behind a rock. How had it come to this? Rewind 2 days. It's the 30th of December and the four of us have stopped at a service station on the way to the beach cottage in Wales for our annual New Year's piss-up. I'd been to the loo and everyone was taking ages, so I was standing aimlessly next to WH Smith's doing what I always do at service stations, kicking the floor, checking out travel pillows and thinking how useful they are but how they take up so much room in a suitcase, watching sunburnt kids gleefully drizzle Fanta into the creases on those massage chairs. Eventually I entered the shop, snaffled a fizzy cola bottle from Pick and Mix as a sweet, sweet micro screw you to the man, swallowed it whole, then promptly bought a packet of Rolos out of guilt. Amy and Gavin, the only couple I know where I'm friends with each of them equally, scuttled round from the toilet area as I came out of the shop. Do you want my first Rolo? I asked Amy. That means I hate you.
Actually, I'm feeling a bit sick, so I can't, she said.
She glanced nervously at Gav. You can just bite off the outside, I suggested. I'll have the toffee, even though it'll have your germs on it. This time she ignored me. She looked at Gav again. He grinned now, and the two of them took on a kind of holy sheen. She spoke again.
Isabel Jane Sutty, we've got something to tell you. The sentence, we've got something to tell you, is the benevolent cousin of we need to talk.
Other relatives include, are you sitting down, and are you standing up? And are you standing on a bouncy castle? Everyone knows that we need to talk is never, ever good. When you're a teenager, it means that the person who said that is then...